On 1116 SEN, the Trot Good Form Show, the excitement.
They're in a charge the way.
Melton, Ballarat, Cranbourne, Bendigo, we've got the good form. If it's happening in the banter, the win.
Lenny the Shark zooms up on the outside. The dorsal fin goes up on the...
Victoria, it's happening in the Trot Good Form Show with Jason Bonington, Blake Redden and all the good form. Goodform.trot.com.au.
Oh, very much looking forward to finding out the good form with these two boys. Let's introduce them individually. A very good afternoon to you, Jason Bonington.
Good evening, Shebex. Yeah, it's been a long week here. We've been hosting the International All-Stars, but it all climaxes at Tabcorp Park tonight with the Great Southern Stars Series. Look forward to talking about it and getting out to Tabcorp Park tonight.
Geez, it must have been a long week. You said good evening and we've got 6 hours to go. It's been a damn long week. Blake Redden, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm a little fresher than Jason, obviously, Tony. Looking forward to night at Tabcorp Park, but not quite as long a week for me. I've stayed in bed and not gone out to all the events that Jason's really taken toll of.
Oh, you've been unwell or you've just slackened off?
No, funnily enough, I'm playing in a cricket grand final today, Tony.
That's oh, fair enough.
Good day, so I thought I'd better just stay in some sort of form for the game.
Nah, fair enough too. Good luck with that, Blake. Good luck to everyone playing in cricket grand finals today, including the boys down there at the Spotswood Cricket Club Vets team, who have their final as well. Great Southern Stars heats tonight, boys. Go through them for us.
Look, there's two of them, two elimination heats. They has turned into nine for me, by the way, Shebex. So it has been a very long campaign. And I'm glad Free Typhoon's the main raider in the first of the two heats. $1.50 favourite. Look, he should win, but he's become a bit of a mercurial animal. He's failed in two of his past three starts, so he's very short odds in the first of the two elimination heats. I thought if there were two key rivals here, they might be a couple of mares. Claudie's Princess, number two, who's been terrific right from her early two-year-old days, and Quite a Moment, who's just been rejuvenated in recent times after a trip back to New Zealand. And Baker, the second heat, looks a match in two between Keystone Dell, who's just gone on a killing spree of recent times and has been the top Australian trotter for a couple of years, and the new kid on the block, Speeding Spur.
Yeah, exactly. And we should explain, this series is very different to a lot of other races you will see in any code, really. We are mentioning the two heats, which go around today, races three and four. And then we'll have a final later in the night, a couple of hours later. So those horses will all back up the two winners, or the winner from each heat, and also the eight fastest horses behind them in terms of individual mile rates. So I think the series as a whole, we've sort of spoken about, is a very skinny series all the way through. Keystone Dell has held his grip on favouritism for quite a while. Glenferrie Typhoon has sort of loosened his grip on the series. He looked like he was going to really challenge 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he's sort of fallen apart a little bit, but he does have those favours, drawing the easier heat and the best barrier one. Speeding Spurs, the newcomer, the new kid on the block, the four-year-old, the young fella, and he was terrific in probably the main key lead-up race for this, the Trotting Grand Prix, where he sat parked outside Keystone Dell and almost got him. So it's turned into a really exciting series, even though there are limited hopes. It's going to be a great race.
This is a fantastic way to keep the momentum going in harness racing after what was a great summer of harness racing at Tabcorp Melton Park over the last few weeks.
No doubt about it, Jebex. The Pacers took centre stage through that summer of glory with the Victoria and Hunter Cups. And we have so many massive regional features in Victoria too. There's 25 country cups in total and some really big ones, including Ballarat and Cranbourne, which are both Group 1 races. But I guess tonight's where the Pacers have all taken their break after the Miracle Mile in particular, which was the end of the road for them up at Tabcorp Park, Menangle in Sydney. And now it's the Square Gators that get their opportunity, the Trotters. And it's an all-trotting program. This is very rare. It only happens a couple of times a year in Maryborough. They have the Redwood meeting, where they usually have the Victoria Trotters Derby and also the Redwood Classic. And the entire program is made up of trotting features. And this is the fourth incarnation or renewal of the Great Southern Star program, where they're all trotting races. So if you like your trotting over your pacing a little bit, this is heaven for you tonight at Tabcorp Park.
No doubt. And also there'll be plenty of other highlights on the card tonight as well, not just the Great Southern Stars final.
Yeah, well, Blake, you can take the listeners through some of the other features, but certainly one of the highlights is going to be the finish of this International All-Star Series, which has been going all week. We've hosted three of the great North American rangemen in Yannick Jingra, Corey Callahan and Brett Miller, but it's been our own golden girl, Keren Manning, who has pretty much taken the series. We've got one race to go, but she's almost got an unassailable lead after four wins in the past 2 days at Ballarat and Bendigo, 22 races in total in the series. And she's just a phenomenon, isn't she, Blake? She was the first woman to win a New Zealand Cup last year, a couple of weeks after Michelle Payne won the Melbourne Cup.
She's won races all around the world. She went with Night Pistol and won in Norway. She's just a freak and wonderful to celebrate her. But there's some other great races at Tabcorp Park as well tonight.
Yeah, of course. We've got five Group 1s on the card. Of course, heats of the Great Southern Star of Group 1 as well as the final. But we've got the Prince and the Princess of Speed, as the names may suggest, the horses coming through, three-year-olds. And we've got some really exciting young square gaiters at the minute. Highgate will start your favourite in the Princess of Speed, the three-year-old filly. She has to take on Kian Yankee. Now, Kian Yankee's got the X factor, but she's got the worst draw. She's probably going to have to do work outside Highgate if she wants to win that Group 1. But I don't think anyone's going to say she's incapable of it, because the way she's progressed recently, she does look like a genuine star. And in the boys, they're probably a more even group, but nonetheless, they've got the talent. Ballpark, certainly one of the headline acts, with Cruising Around, Big Jack Hammer, who's just continued to improve since his early two-year-old days. So in terms of features, we'll also have the Breed for Speed series, the gold, the silver and the bronze, the Lynn McPherson Memorial series, of course, for the mares to, I guess, boost their breeding value is one of the big keys. Run good time over sprint trips, and it certainly helps later on in life.
A lot of people, boys, get the opportunity to watch harness racing and enjoy doing that, but some people might be thinking about getting involved and maybe owning their own pacer or trotter, and a good way to do that is the Australian Premier Trotting Sales, which will be held tomorrow.
Yeah, there's going to be some sore heads, no doubt about that, after tonight, but if you rock around and get to the APTS, this is also a relatively new concept, and there's not going to be a stack of lots there. It's for the best of the best, 40 to 50 horses, but they're all unbelievably well bred. And whilst Blake and I are precluded from buying horses as employees of Good Form and HRV, I'll tell you what, if I could get my hands on a trotter over a pacer, I probably would at the moment, because so much money's being invested in the trotting gate, because it is the global gate, of course, in Sweden and Norway and France and Italy. It's trotting only. There's no pacing there. So in terms of globalising the sport and getting an opportunity to race internationally, you need to have a trotter, and they're the ones that are coming down here to compete with us. And as I mentioned, there's just been such a huge investment, particularly a trotting filly. I'd love to get my hands on, Blake, because they've got so many Vic bred series. You've got such a great opportunity to win money, and if you get hold of a really, really good one, you might be able to even send them overseas.
Yeah, and we've even seen through that trotting sale in its first couple of incarnations, I guess Enz You Know is probably the flagship horse. She's gone on and won Group 1 races from the sales. Not a whole heap of lots, so you're picking from a very thin field, I guess, and many of the horses have come out and at least won their money back, or if not, gone on and won plenty more. As we said, Enz You Know, the flagship horse, but plenty of good horses have come from the first few sales.
Boys, just on that, in regards to, you mentioned, why is it, Jason, that there is a lot more money into trotting than there is in pacing? Is it just purely that international, I suppose, fanfare about it, the fact that we get to watch a lot of trotting races even after midnight now on Sky Channel and the like?
It really has been something that's really only kicked in the last probably, I'd say, 6 or 7 years, and harness racing in Victoria have been at the forefront of it. Their strategic plan from, about 5 or 6 years ago really identified that if we were going to survive and thrive from an international perspective the way the thoroughbreds had, we had to focus a lot more on trotting. Look, overall, there's still more money in pacing even now, but there's less horses for the... There's less sort of a pool of horses for the trotters, and all the money seems to be going there now because there's this recognition that if you're going to become globally important, that you have to go with what they do in Europe, and we know the Elite Lot, for instance, is one of the world's biggest races. I mean, they get 40, 50,000 people to Stockholm in Sweden to go and watch the Elite Lop, and it's one of the biggest sports over there in Scandinavia. So you've sort of got to go with that. And it's just been amazing, Shebex, how quickly the plan was made 5 or 6 years ago, when we were minnows, really, I think, from on a world perspective for our square gaiters. But they've improved so unbelievably quickly that anybody who's sort of been a fan of trotting or used to watch 10 or 15 years ago, you'd see trotters go around in mile rates of 2.4, 2.5. If they could break 2 minutes, they were freaks. They're going 1.55 now. They're not too much slower than the paces. And it's just astonishing to see how quick the evolution has been. I thought myself we were still a decade off at least having a pool of horses that could compete internationally. But it seems like it's happening so quickly, Blake, that it won't be too long. Keystone Dell's going over to America, hopefully, after this Great Southern Star Series to compete in a big race in October, but we're not too far off having 3, 4, 5 horses, I think, that can compete on the international stage.
No, and we've seen that with the times they've been running in Victoria particularly. They just continue to break track records. I mean, some of the races are quicker than pacing races. The group races, they're just flying along. So those times will marry up quite well to what they can do in Sweden and also in America. It's just a matter of finding the right horse that can cop the travel, get there and be in its best form to compete.
All right, Blake, you've got to go hit a cricket ball in a sec, so let's get your tips and also Jason's for tonight's racing.
Well, I think you have to stick with Glenferrie Typhoon in the first heat. He's the best horse in the race. He just has to do everything right. Keystone Dell, I think he'll win the heat, but in the final, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a mini upset with Speeding Spur. He's just, as we've mentioned, looked the new kid on the block, and he looks very exciting. So for the overall series, I'll go Speeding Spur, but a bit of value. A little bit later in the program, I'll go with Duchess Ella, race 8, number 11. I think she was probably driven a little too aggressively last time, but with a softer run, I think she'll be too good for them. So she's the best value, race 8, number 11, Duchess Ella.
And Jason?
Well, I'll agree with our champion batsman all-rounder on Duchess Ella late in the program. I think it's around $3.80, which isn't a bad price at all for a very high-quality mare. But I am going to say Keystone Dell will win the series and is about $1.90 or $2 at the moment. So $3.80 into $2, Duchess Ella into Keystone Dell to win the series. Put 50 on that or whatever your budget is, and hopefully it'll be a good Saturday night.
Jump on. Boys, thanks for your time as always.
Thanks, Shebeck.
Jason Bollington, Blake Redden there from goodform.trot.com.au.